Joining me live in studio is Toby Merritt. He's the fire chief of the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. Good morning, Toby. How are you doing today?
Morning, Duke. Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Appreciate you coming in. We've had you in a couple of times as we get closer to the upcoming election about this proposed Mid-Valley Fire District. And 3 weeks from tomorrow is election day. So just remind our listeners who may be hearing about this for the first time or don't know too many details, what is the Mid-Valley Fire District and what's the proposal here?
So the Mid-Valley Fire District obviously is a tax-based district that will be inside of all of our boundaries from the Narrows to Etna, and then the forest boundaries or state boundaries east and west of us, and with the including the towns of Bedford, Turnerville, Etna, and Freedom. We're trying to do this to secure our funding. Obviously, the county's budget's going down, which makes our budget go down. And with building the way it's going, there's no reason that we, you know, should be losing money when building's booming and we're losing money, or the county's losing money, which then cuts our budget. So we're just trying to secure our funding so that we can keep doing what we've been doing for years.
Well, and of course, an increased population means an increase in calls. And when your money's going the other direction, it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the formula, everybody's wondering how much their taxes are going to go up. It's, if you can run a calculator, it's pretty simple. It's you take your value, you know, your appraised value, that if it's listed on a realtor's market or whatever, you times it by 9.5% and then times it by the mill levy, whether it be 1 mil, 2 mil, or 3 mil, and then divide it by 1,000. And so I took a $300,000 house, you know, that was appraised and did the formula. It comes out to $85.50 a year is what your taxes would go up.
For a $300,000 home, it's about $85 a year on the property tax, right?
Yep. It'll be on your property tax, and it stays with the district. The fire, you know, this isn't going to go to a general fund or to school or the hospital or anything. It stays for the Mid-Valley Fire District just for our funding.
So if you're talking a $400,000 home, you're probably in the $100 range, something like that?
Yep. Like just, I said, if you can run a calculator, it's a simple formula.
So we're talking $85 a year on a $300,000 home. And as you mentioned, this money is used for a Mid-Valley Fire District. Now, tell us again why it's important to have a district. Alpine is in a district. Afton's in a district. I'm quite certain Cokeville, Kemmer are all in districts as well. So Thane's the only one without a district in Lincoln County.
Right. I'm not sure if LaBarge is. They might be still not a district. But either way, yeah, we're dwindling there. The biggest reason is, you know, costs of equipment go up every year, and it's hard for us on a budget. We're about an $80,000 a year budget, and it costs about $20,000 to equip one fireman. So if we get a new fireman, you know, there's a third of our budget right there, or a little more, that goes to equipping him so that he can be safe, or her firewoman, depending on what we get. But fire trucks, they've gone up in the last few years. Well, every year they just keep going up. You look at a vehicle nowadays, if you know, you used to go buy one for $50,000, and we thought that was ridiculous. Now a pickup's $75,000-$80,000. Well, that same thing with a fire truck, or even equipment, it just keeps going up and up and up. And we've just got to have this district to keep giving fire protection to these outlying towns that I said.
And, you know, you mentioned a few things, to equip a firefighter, but also the trucks. But there's so much more than that. That, I mean, when you, all the different kinds of calls that you guys respond to, it's not just a fire. And so the equipment list is huge. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. Extrication, you know, we got battery operated extrication tools now. Just because vehicles change every year, you know, the way they're designed, the way they're built. And that's what we, not saying that we need brand new tools every year, but, you know, as things change, we have to be able to do our job to give safety to the public. And that's what we need.
Talking with Toby Merritt this morning, fire chief of the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. So this is going to be on the ballots in November then, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. And please vote yes.
And only those that live within the district would pay this. One of the other questions I've seen is, does everybody in the district, would everybody pay this, or what, does it stay to those residents that are in incorporated towns? How does that work?
So an incorporated town right now, like Thane and Star Valley Ranch, they're already paying. In order to be a town in Wyoming, they have to have fire coverage. So Star Valley Ranch contracts with us. Obviously, the town of Thane, we are the town of Thane Fire Department. So that covers them. But these other towns, you know, Bedford, Turnerville, Etten, and Freedom, they're not a municipal town, so they have the county. That's where that comes from. So if they'd step, you know, pay their dues, I guess, so to speak, with taxes, so that everybody would be fair across the board. And with the way we're setting it up with the towns, it's not like we're going to take more than 3 mils from the town. It'll just be fair across the board for everybody.
So those that live within the boundaries of Thane and Star Valley Ranch would not see an increase, correct?
Nope,
it's just
already
those that live within the district, but not in one of those two towns.
Towns, yep, correct.
Gotcha. Toby Merritt again this morning with us, and this will be on the ballot election for the Mid-Valley Fire District 3 weeks from tomorrow. Anything else regarding this measure for the proposed Mid-Valley Fire District?
Just get the word out there. People, you know, this is a big deal for you for fire coverage. You know, like we talked with extrication, the traffic's going up. It's a must. We got to have it. So if people, you know, at dinner talking and at work talking, please get the word out there to vote yes for this. And if they have any questions, feel free to call anytime.
And what's the best number to call?
880-3473 or 880-FIRE. It's pretty simple. And then we've got a Facebook page. I mean, there's a lot of ways out there. Any fireman can help too, so please just get the word out there.
All right, Toby Merritt again with the Thane Fire Department and the proposed Mid-Valley Fire District, looking at about an $85 per year property tax increase for this proposal. That would be per year on a home of the value of about $300,000. So again, you can get more details by contacting the Thane Fire Department. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.